92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at action247.com.
For North Carolina at 5. And it's just a reminder of exactly how Muss is going to build this thing. He's going to rack up in the transfer market, and he's going to get the best high school prospects out of the state of Arkansas. I saw Travis Branham from 24/7 Sports make this point last night. It's always historically been hard for people to go into Arkansas and beat Arkansas for Arkansas kids. You know, that's why when John Calipari did it for Malik Monk, it was considered a big deal. But with name, image, and likeness rights now being a reality, Arkansas has got an advantage in a lot of ways for the same reasons that Memphis has an advantage. There's a lot of people in that state that love the Razorbacks.
Yeah.
And they got real money.
And it's, I mean, there, it's the only show in town, right?
Only show in the state.
Yeah.
It's the only show in the state.
Yep.
And so I think Arkansas football will benefit from this, Arkansas basketball as well. There's a lot of wealthy people in that state who care deeply about the Razorbacks. And if they're willing to throw their money around, and they are, it's going to make it very hard for people to go into Arkansas and beat Muss for an Arkansas player. The same way, it'll be very difficult for people to come into Memphis and beat Memphis in basketball recruiting for a basketball prospect that Penny Hardaway prioritizes from the jump. Just because, I mean, you saw it with the quarterback commitment. One of the things he said was, I know I can capitalize on name, image, and likeness in my hometown in ways that I might not be able to in other places. That's going to happen in Memphis, and last night was an example of it happening in the state of Arkansas.
Story number four.
NCAA announced earlier today that they are exploring the possibility of having the men's Final Four and the women's Final Four in the same city annually, starting possibly as early as 2027. You for it or against it?
I've seen.
The truth is, you don't care. Nobody cares.
No, I don't care. I don't. Logistically, it seems like a pretty big feat to try to do.
Well, you couldn't do it everywhere. Like, you know, we got a men's Final Four coming up in Phoenix. I don't think you could do it in Phoenix. But there are places you could do it. Indianapolis is an obvious place. Indianapolis might be among the small handful of places you could do it. But because you need a dome, you need an arena, and you might need a secondary arena.
Mm-hmm.
And in Indianapolis, you've got that. You've got the dome where the Colts play. You've got the really nice NBA arena where the Pacers play. And then you got Hinkle Fieldhouse on campus at Butler, which is just a few miles outside of downtown. So you've got two capable of arenas and a dome. So you put the men's Final Four in the dome, women's Final Four in the Pacers arena, and then you can use Hinkle Fieldhouse for three-point competition, dunk contest,
yeah,
Reese's senior game, and all that other stuff that goes on. So you could Friday night women's semifinal, Saturday men's semifinal, Sunday night women's national title game, Monday night men's national title game. And the idea behind it would be to just make this, because they got criticized for the way the women's tournament was handled as opposed to the way the men's tournament was handled this past year. So they're now sensitive to that, trying to correct it. And so you bring them all to the same place. They're all enjoying the same amenities. They're all a part of this massive weekend. And you would suddenly expose your women's tournament to media that otherwise would never cover it.
That's true.
You know, like, hey, we're all here. Like, at what point, you know, CBS has got, you know, six writers there. Hey, since we're here, we should go to the women's national title game. Since we're here, we should go to the women's semifinals. GP, you want to do that? Norlander, you want to do that? It would increase the media attention on the event. Those are the pros, I think. The cons would be the women's tournament gets completely overshadowed in the city in which it's being played. Like right now,
well, that's true.
Men's tournament is in Indianapolis. Women's tournament is in Kansas City. Well, like the women's tournament doesn't register like the men's tournament, but in Kansas City, it's the only thing happening. It's the thing. It's the event.
Right.
Well, now you would never be the thing in that city. You would always be secondary. That's a con, I think. Another con would be you really reduce the number of cities that could handle it, host it. But what would be so bad with Indianapolis hosting it every year? You know, we have the College World Series every year in the same place. We're going to Omaha every year. That's like a part of every baseball player's dream. Like, can you get to Omaha? Not the College World Series. We're going to Omaha. It's like synonymous with College World Series. If we did the same thing with Indianapolis, it wouldn't bother me at all. Like, I've been to these things in all of these places. And I love New Orleans, and I love San Antonio. I loved it when it's in St. Louis, but Indianapolis is pretty perfect for the Final Four. And so if it was just an annual thing, the Final Four, men's and women's, every year will be in Indianapolis, it wouldn't bother me. It might be a new aspect of the sport that actually is appealing. So, again, the NCAA today said they're just exploring it. Not there yet, but the fact that they're exploring it, to me, suggests they'll at least try it and see how it goes. Jeff Calkins is up next.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Mid-South Fair at Landers Center, September 23rd through October 3rd. Go to MidSouthFair.com.
Now is the best time to start working at Amazon. They are offering sign-on bonuses up to $3,000 and hourly pay up to $22 per hour. You'll bring home a great weekly paycheck, and many jobs come with benefits that start on your first day. That's higher pay, sign-on bonuses, benefits day one. And you'll be part of a safe and inclusive workplace ranked among the best in the world. Go to Amazon.com/apply to start your job search today. Amazon is proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Mid-South, it's time to reclaim your freedom in your new ride from Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike. Make your mileage count with 43 mpg and lane departure warning in your 2021 Mitsubishi Mirage. $179 per month. Get more standard equipment than Ford Escape or Mazda CX-5 in your new 2022 Eclipse Cross with effortless technology at $299 per month. Plus, relax and enjoy the ride with My Pilot Assist in your new 2022 Outlander. $319 a month. And we stand behind our stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 84 months, $500 military rebate. Mirage, MH009694, MSRP 17490, Outlander, NZ023330, MSRP 29315, Eclipse, NZ003186, MSRP 27725, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 9/30/21, dealer stock only.
Win a car every Saturday in October at the Fitz. Five Saturdays, five cars. Unbelievable. Giving away lots of promo cash, too. Now that's the way you do October. Only at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Cheers! It's Zootoberfest at the Memphis Zoo. Every Saturday and Sunday in October from 10 to 5, you can sip a brew when you purchase a commemorative stein. The event is free with general admission. Must be 21. For details, visit memphiszoo.org.
So we were on vacation last week. It was awesome. Had a great time. But the resort we were staying at is pretty notorious for having bad Wi-Fi. And you know how it is. You're on vacation. You want to post pictures of the family on social media. And man, thank goodness I'm an Xfinity internet customer. Right when we got there, I was quickly able to find an Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspot and boom, good to go. And that's because Xfinity has over 20 million secure Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. It is perfect if you're on the go, on vacation. But that's just one of the many perks of being an Xfinity internet customer. They've got the speed you need at a great price with a range of fast, reliable speeds to choose from. But if you're like us and you have 5-6 devices connected to your Wi-Fi at the same time, you're going to want the fastest speeds available, and only Xfinity can provide that with their gig speed Wi-Fi. This gig speed Wi-Fi, it completely changes the way our home operates, and it can literally keep up with any lifestyle and all of the devices that come with it. So give them a call, ask about that gig speed Wi-Fi, and ask how you can get a free voice-controlled Flex 4K streaming box and Peacock Premium for free as well when you sign up now for Xfinity Internet. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or you could drop into a local Xfinity store today for more details.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
And the feeling goes, but my hair keeps growing. Well, I said the sun.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11. Right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Well, I'm okay, but I drove through Taco Bell, and they put an extra thing in my bag, and that was no, like, then I had to eat it, and so I'm a little full, you know.
What was the extra thing?
It was some kind of a taco. I don't really know. It was an extra thing. I got the crunchy potato taco, the spicy potato taco, because it has the, like, it's got the lowest calories of anything on there, I think. And then I got the cheesy gordita crunch. Ooh, I believe. I
love it.
Because it doesn't have the lowest calories of anything on there. And that was fine. So that was what I was going to have for lunch. And then there was a third thing in there. And that's just so maddening, you know?
Yeah, that's
what was I going to do? What was I going to do but eat it?
No, you have to eat it. There's no getting around it.
I've been sluggish ever since.
Well, that's my rule at Taco Bell is I get two things, and I don't limit myself anymore. I get two whatever I want, but okay.
What are you inclined to get?
I go cheesy gordita crunch.
It's really good.
It's so good.
It's really good. It's warm. It's soft, but it's crunchy.
It's really, really good. And then I've been lately getting the new chicken taco / sandwich thing.
The thing that's actually a chicken, they haven't had it. The thing that's where the taco is actually a chicken? No, not that one.
They take a chicken breast type thing, and they put it in a fluffy tortilla, and they call it a chicken taco, or is it a sandwich? That's part of the marketing thing. Is it a sandwich, or is it? It's okay. It's just okay. Mm-hmm. I went and got another chicken the other day, though.
And
it was so good.
Was it?
Oh, it was great. It was great. I did like 15,000 steps playing golf, and I was like, I deserve a chicken.
So you had one.
Yeah, and I went and got
I got the Kentucky Fried Chicken one recently, and I found it to be pretty good.
The one I got was just okay at best. I was disappointed in KFC. That chicken, though, that spicy chicken. Here's the thing,
delivered once again.
It delivered once again. I got it, and I ate it. And I was so full. It's a big sandwich. I don't think I could eat two of those. If you even offered me money, eat two chickens right now. I don't think I could do it. I'd love to try, though.
Yeah. So that's one thing. And then the other thing I was going to say was that our man Fishman, he asked for a Gabby and Brian update. The last thing I saw was that Dog the Bounty Hunter was looking for the killer. Did you see that?
Of course I saw that. Now, here's the thing. Like, it's a big headline.
He's just horning in, isn't he? He's just horning in on the publicity?
Clearly. Like I'm a little disappointed in TMZ, if it's possible to be disappointed in TMZ. because the headline is, Dog the Bounty Hunter says he's closing in on Brian Laundrie. And my thing is, who cares what he says?
Is he?
Are you trying to convince me that the FBI can find no trace of this guy, but Dog the Bounty Hunter's got it under control? It just doesn't make any sense.
He believes he's moving around, and he thinks he knows where he is. I read the story.
Yeah, doesn't that defy logic? Like, the FBI and all of its resources can't find this guy, but Dog the Bounty Hunter had it figured out in a day. It doesn't make any sense. But the TMZ writes the story, and then they come back and edit it at some point. This is how closely I follow it, and add like a new paragraph at the end, because clearly they were getting it said. Uh-huh. Now, we want to be clear. We're not saying Dog the Bounty Hunter knows where Brian Laundrie is. We're just saying Dog the Bounty Hunter says he knows where Brian Laundrie is. So clearly, they even at TMZ, they were like, in the newsroom, they were like, all right, we've gone too far. We took
some self-respect here.
this is ridiculous. Yes.
Right.
So so there was a report yesterday that the FBI had gone to an AT&T store in North Point because they had reason to believe Brian Laundrie had bought a new cell phone. It was even being described as a burner phone. But last night, I saw an update on that report, and they said what they found is that Brian Laundrie did go to A&T and buy a new phone after he returned from Wyoming, but it was not on the day that he went missing, which was the initial report. It was like on September 4th. And it is a phone that when he left this time, he just left it in his room. And the FBI already has that phone. So that is interesting that whether he had a phone or not in Wyoming. And if you remember when he got stopped in that traffic stop, one of the things he says to the cops is, I don't have a phone. Gabby has a phone. I don't have a phone. So, but he did come home and buy a phone. That seems like that part of the story is true. But it wasn't bought a burner phone and then left, and now he's missing, and he's on the run. He bought that on, like, September 4th and then actually left it at the house. And the more and more I think of it, if you are actually going to go on the run, do you really
don't want a phone because they need to get the pings, right? Don't they?
I guess.
Don't they know where you are?
I guess, but he also left his wallet. Wouldn't you take something with you? No?
Yeah, you'd think you'd take your wallet, right?
I mean, I don't know.
Been on the lam. You've never been on the lam. I mean, you know not to use your credit card, right? I mean, you know that.
You got to know not to use your credit card. I go back and forth on this. Like, I really don't know, because like I'm at a point now where people are constantly just asking me, GP, so where do you think he's at? You know, I got people I don't even talk to that often, like, you know, sending messages like, so what do you think about this? I don't know. There's a part of me that goes, he went into that reserve, killed himself somehow. Gators, got the body, and it's just over with. We will never have a definitive answer for what happened to Brian Laundrie. And then there's another part of me that says, no, that's not what he did. He is on the run. But like, it seems like if the FBI wants to find you in the United States, like they over a span of 2 weeks, they do it. Like, you would, how do you escape?
And dog the bounty hunter.
And dog the bounty hunter. I mean, that's the other thing. So I don't know. I go back and forth on it. I do not. It's pretty clear he is either dead somewhere and presumably in that reserve, or he's alive, not in that reserve. But I don't know which one I believe. Do you know which one you believe?
I do not know which I believe. No, I don't know which I believe. Alive, not in the reserve. Why wouldn't they have seen him?
It just seems like the whole country has seen this guy's face. Like, somebody would recognize him, right?
You would. I mean, come on.
I think he's more likely dead in the reserve than alive, not in the reserve.
That's.
I don't think he's alive. I think he's. Yeah, I'm. I think he's dead. But as someone said, if he's dead in a reserve, then you would have seen vultures. But I guess not if a crocodile eats you.
I mean, keep in mind they weren't even looking for vultures until like 4 days after he reportedly left his parents' house. So let's say he leaves on a Tuesday, and he goes in the, and however he kills himself, he kills himself. They don't even start looking for him until Saturday.
So if you're going to kill yourself, why do you have to go into the reserve to kill yourself?
Maybe.
Why can't you just kill yourself at home?
Maybe you want to create this forever mystery.
Yeah, or you just, like, you know, give up, like, after, you know, you go on the run and you're like, well, this ain't any way to live. Like, I can't do this.
I think he probably went in there to kill himself and probably knew that they would never find his body in there. And, I mean, I don't know. I'm speculating here. But, like, maybe thought, I'll go in here, they'll never find my body, and they'll forever wonder what happened to me. And maybe he gets off on that. I don't know. I don't have any idea.
Okay. All right. As you point out, people think you're the expert. So I had asked. So that's it from here. I'm full and I don't know where the dude is.
I'm at a point. I Google his name like every 3 hours just to see if there's something new going on.
See if something came up.
Yeah. I'll be sitting around working on something. I'll be like, I'm going to Google Brian Laundrie real quick and see if anything new pops up. That's how I found out about the phone and AT&T yesterday. But, yeah, I don't know. I think there is a realistic chance that in 10 years, people will still go, to the extent that it ever comes up. Whatever happened, what do you think happened to Brian Laundrie? Do you think he's living in, you know, Mexico somewhere?
That would irritate the hell out of you, though. Like, if you're her family, wouldn't... Even if you just want him to find the body, because you don't want this idea that he could be living in Bolivia, you know, leading a good life under an assumed identity. You'd like him. You'd like his body to turn up, right?
You would like some closure, I would think. You would like his body to turn up or him to turn up. And I think what you would prefer, I prefer
him to turn up because you want justice, right?
You want justice, and you also like want an if he. You know, sometimes these murderers, assuming he is a murderer, sometimes they do, like, say, all right, let me tell you what happened. Like the guy in Colorado who killed his wife and the two little girls, you know, he initially denies it, and he's talking to the media, I just want my wife to come back home. And then, like, you know, they figure this out in, like, 4 minutes. And he ultimately confessed, and not only confessed, but told them where the bodies were and told them exactly what happened, his version of events. You know, as he tells the story, this is awful, but he's choking the wife to death.
And the girl's coming, I don't want to hear this. Don't tell me this.
Yeah, but that's exactly.
I don't need to hear that.
But yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then he felt like he had to do what he did to them.
Yeah, no.
Ugh.
I don't know.
But like, you know, if you're that family, that makes you sick. It made me sick when I heard him tell that story. Like, it actually made me physically ill. Like, ugh. But I do think you might want to hear it just so you can never have to wonder again what happened to your daughter and your granddaughters. You know? I don't know. It's all weird. I can't pretend to know for certain how I'd feel in that situation. But what I think is that I would rather this person be alive so that maybe one day we can convince them to tell us what happened.
What happened?
What led up to this? How did it happen? Was it an accident and then you panicked? Was it intentional? Did you black out? I think most people who are mourning something so awful like this probably do want to know what happened. At least I assume that.
That stands to reason, yes. Yeah. They certainly would like them to turn up, and I think you're right, turn up alive.
Plus, we get this, you know, like, if there's no new developments, we never get to talk about it again. You know?
You don't need much to be able to talk about it, but you need something.
You need something.
You know? Yeah, absolutely.
You need something. All I need to get through 2 hours every day is the new Brian Laundrie development and a new vaccine development. That's all I need.
Is there a new vaccine development? No.
Well, Woj is reporting that the NBA has now hit a 95% threshold with its players.
Right.
There's been an uptick since training camp started. That 95% does include people who just got their first shot. They're considered vaccinated at this point. The assumption being you got your first shot, you're going to get your second one, and you got to get your second one to be able to play, get out of these protocols. But as Woj explains it, since these players have gotten into training camp and started to realize you can't be, your locker can't be here. You can't eat dinner with us. You can't go to dinner indoors with your teammates. Since they've realized what life is going to be like for the unvaccinated, some of these guys have decided, okay, you got me. I'm going to get my shots. There is no indication whether one of them is Kyrie Irving or Andrew Wiggins.
It's absolutely clear that, you know, folks out there some folks may object to vaccine mandates or things to encourage vaccine, you know, the sort of, not just encourage, but to sort of force you either by the mandate or by making your life so miserable that it is effectively a mandate, that they work. United Airlines said all their employees have to be vaccinated. And although there are some headlines that say, you know, I don't know what the number was, 175 United Airlines employees fired because they wouldn't comply, the truth is 99%, you know, more than 99% complied. And who knows what the number was before that. The number was, you know, whatever, 60%, 50%, something like that. Vaccine mandates absolutely work because most people don't want to lose their jobs. Most people, in the end, they'll grumble about it. Maybe they won't tell their family they're doing it. But in the end, most people will get vaccinated. I'm curious, and if anyone out there is going to get vaccinated because of the Grizzlies, Tigers requirements, I'd be interested in that. I don't think many people will, you know, people are mad about it now. So I don't think today, if you're someone who hasn't been vaccinated already, I don't think many people raced out today to get vaccinated, but I suspect that ultimately it will push some to get vaccinated. Even if you want to do the take-home test, it's, you know, it's money, it's inconvenience, you got to do it every time, like whatever else. And so I will be interested to know if that creates a, you know, some momentum for people to get vaccinated.
Yeah, the take-home tests are easy to, we ordered some on Amazon. And then I thought this was wild. When we got laid over in Amsterdam and mm-hmm. had to stay a night there earlier this month, at the airport in Amsterdam, when you walked out of the terminal, like into baggage claim, there were women there with boxes of take-home tests, handing them out. Just here, take them. Here, take them. Just, you know, if you feel
like condoms at the Olympics.
Exactly. Yeah. Same thing. And so, like, Kelly stocked up on them. Like, got a whole backpack full of at-home tests. So, like, we had to test Louis a couple days ago because he had a fever. He was negative. But, like, he had a fever, and we didn't want to send him to school without – and so we kept him home, and we tested him. And the reason we were able to test him is because we've got a bunch of take-home tests courtesy of Amsterdam.
Well, here's a question, though. So you and I fundamentally agree on most of this stuff. What would you do if you were the mayor of Memphis and you had a police department that was understaffed as it is, and I think the number's something like only 50% vaccinated is what the news stories lately have said. Same thing with the fire department. And you knew if you mandated vaccinations, you would lose more police officers and for a city that really, you know, doesn't need to be losing more police officers and losing more members of the fire department and honestly sanitation workers. Would you mandate it?
You put me in charge of anything, I would mandate it. Yeah. And, you know, like your police officers are often talking face to face with other people. I remember very early on in the pandemic, Aiden and I were coming back from actually getting tested. We had to go get tested. This is when Kelly tested, or maybe, I don't remember. But, like, we pulled down, Aiden wasn't paying attention, and we were driving, like, I was in the back seat on the passenger side, and Aiden was driving. And he wasn't paying attention, and he ran right through a school zone, and like he didn't almost cause a wreck, but like an officer was telling him to stop. Like, clearly Aiden was wrong. The officer's like, stop, got his hand up, like, stop, you know, like at a school entrance, and Aiden just was driving, and finally the police officer like yelled, I said stop, and it scared, you know, Aiden panicked and stopped, and the police officer's like, roll your window down, and Aiden rolled his window down, and the police officer, middle of a pandemic, no mask, no vaccine yet, and he's, like, kind of yelling at Aiden. And I said, Aiden, roll your window back up. And he was, like, really confused. And I said, Aiden, roll your window back up. And the police officer was like, I said, roll the window down. I said, put a mask on. We're not rolling the window down. And he said, I'm telling you to roll the window down. I said, Aiden, drive home. I said, sir, you can follow us if you want to and talk to me under my driveway. And that was the end of it. He wasn't going to follow me. I didn't do anything wrong.
Wow.
But I told the guy, I said, and I wasn't trying to be disrespectful to a police officer, but we're in the middle of a pandemic, and you're going to yell at my son a foot from his face with no mask on? Yeah, like, no, we're not dealing with that. So,
well, I mean, there was recently, what do they call it, with a blue, you know, parade of it's their sad when, you know, a police officer dies, and they had the recent, you know, parade of sirens and police cars in this, in my neighborhood, certainly. Because a police officer died of COVID, and I'm, you know, certainly the odds suggest that he was an unvaccinated police officer. So it is, you know, I guess I can see it. Like, why put up with stupidity? If you can mandate something, just go ahead and mandate it.
That's the thing. I'm not in charge, right? But if I were in charge, I would mandate it everywhere. Like, so I would mandate it for my teachers. I would mandate it for my police officers. There was some fact I read not too long ago, and it was about a certain state. I want to say it was Florida, but it might not have been. But, boy, it certainly seems like it could have been if you know anything about Florida. But more law enforcement officials had died of COVID in this state, whatever state it was, over the past year or since the start of the pandemic. They had died of COVID than they've died of literally anything else. And so, absolutely, you know, I know that there would be a fallout, it would be controversial, and we might lose some employees. But
you could make the argument that you would be losing employees who wouldn't be bad to lose.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, like that's the other thing. Like, yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. You'd be listening to employees who don't listen to science, who are conspiracy theorists, who, you know, like, those are the employees you'd be losing.
Yeah, I'd be happy
to. You would literally be weeding out the employees who you might want to weed out.
Oh, yeah, that's another reason to do it. And if we had to be short-staffed for a little while, then we'd have to be short-staffed for a little while. And we'd hope that 13-year-olds would stop shooting each other at elementary schools, but which is just awful. The good news, the young boy is expected to make a full recovery, is what I just read in a commercial break.
Do we know how old the perpetrator was?
They're both 13.
Both 13 years old, and they said the 13-year-old who is the alleged shooter will be charged with attempted murder. 13 years old, charged with attempted murder.
Ugh. I mean, just...
Oh, and how about this? I see...
By the way, just for anyone who thinks that I don't care about guns in this circumstance, too, I'm anti-gun here, too.
Yeah.
Like some people, you don't care about people when they get shot in the South. No, yeah, I'm anti-gun here, too.
Right, yeah. I hate this one, too.
Yep.
You know, I was thinking about this earlier. I never, and this isn't just like an inner city school thing. Like school shootings happen everywhere.
Sure. Yep.
Suburbs, inner city, everywhere. It never even occurred to me when I was a kid that somebody might have a gun, that somebody might shoot it up. And now kids have to go through active shooter drills at schools. Like that's how much that changed since I was in school. Like we had tornado drills because we might have to deal with a tornado. We never had an active shooter drill because there was no scenario where you could imagine having to deal with a shooter in a school. And now, and I know this is different. This is probably what we'll find out is like these two 13-year-olds had beef to whatever extent 13-year-olds can have beef.
Right.
And one of them brought a gun to school. But like, it's still somebody with a gun in school pulling a trigger. And that's not just, it's just not something we worried about at all. And it's not because I like grew up in
right.
some wealthy community. I just,
I worried about, I worried about like getting beat up.
Yeah. Right.
But not getting shot. I did worry about getting beat up, but not getting, never worried about getting shot. And obviously they happen. Everyone by now, pretty much every school, if your kids go to school, they have by this time, here we are, October's about to begin, they have had their requisite active shooting drill. I know a teacher who they did it, I think, earlier this week. They did their active shooting drill in the Memphis City School.
So Whitney just tweeted, she said that what you do is you mandate vaccines for police officers. You lose some, fine. Offer new bonuses to get new officers who are vaxxed to come on board. Seems like a reasonable plan to me.
They're already offering bonuses to get. I mean, they've been trying to. It's a little bit of an issue. Like they've been trying to get police officers and haven't particularly been able to. But it is true. This is simply true. If you mandated vaccinations among police officers and some left, what would remain is a more enlightened police force.
That's right. Maybe perhaps smaller, but a more enlightened police force and by extension, safer police force. And to your initial point, like the mandates do work. Like Sage Steele is a pretty high profile recent example of this. She's on record for whatever reason saying she did not feel comfortable getting the vaccine, but that she got it. Why? Because she didn't want to lose her job. And she was told, more or less, you will not be on air. You won't be right now, you're hosting SportsCenter. Congratulations. You want to keep doing that? This is what you got to do to keep doing that. And I know people love to yell on Facebook about what they'll never, ever, ever, ever do. But when you're put in a situation where you will lose your job unless you do this thing, I think most people will do that thing.
Right.
I know I would.
I don't think LeBron would have gotten one. It's not mandated, but I don't think LeBron would have gotten one. It doesn't sound like he was going to get one, right? But he went and got one. Certainly didn't race out to get one originally, but ultimately he got one.
Like if there were any...
Most of those police officers, they got home, in the end they have a wife or a husband at home, and they're like, honey, I'm going to quit my job because I don't want to get vaccinated. And it's like, okay, well... Like, what are we doing about health insurance?
Right.
What are we doing about you? What are we doing when we got to pay the mortgage next week?
Right. Yeah. Like, it's just there would be no comparable example for me because, I believe in science. I trust my doctor. So when there's a safe and effective thing that my doctor recommends, then I don't even question it. I don't even think about it. It's like Damian Lillard said the other day. He was like, I've been getting shots my whole life. I don't know anything about any of them. And so I don't even understand what the big deal is, but if there were a comparable thing that I was for nonsensical reasons unsure of, but they said, GP, if you don't do it, you're done with radio, you're done with TV, you're done at CBS, I wouldn't even have to think 3 seconds about it. I got kids to take care of and a family to support, and a, you know, golf club membership to pay. shoot whatever you want into me. I'm not giving up my life for some nonsensical reason. And think about this, like the cops who would push back on this. Imagine being brave enough to be a police officer, but being fearful of a vaccine. Like, think about that for a second. How does that even make sense?
It makes no sense.
I'm actually fearful of being a police officer. I would never do that under any circumstances. I would never. People are, you know, when you get into these conversations about police brutality and stuff, people are like, you would never be brave enough to do that job. I'm like, you're right. There's no scenario. I would never be a police officer. It seems terrifying.
But you're willing to roll up your sleeves. Yeah, me too.
I'm ready to get my booster shot. You going to get your booster shot?
I don't think I'm encouraged or eligible at this moment to get a booster shot.
You're a cancer survivor.
Yeah, if, you know, literally 50 years ago. You know, I was in third grade. I'm 60 now. Plus I have the monoclonal antibody. I'm a triple protected. I had it. I had COVID, monoclonal antibody infusion, and then Pfizer, the double dose, double tap, as we like to call it, the Pfizer. So I think I'm okay for now. But yes, if it is indicated, I'll go ahead and get the booster.
COVID knows not to even mess with you at this point.
COVID knows not to even mess with me. It's no worse. Yeah, right. I'm not going to say anything. Yes, exactly. Right.
All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Week 4 of the NFL is here, and FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everybody a $10 risk-free bet every single week. All you have to do is make a same-game parlay bet with three legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. It's where I play. I've been doing it for a while for a variety of reasons. It's easy to use. They got fast payouts. It's safe. It's secure. And if you haven't been involved, now's the time to get involved, because there's nothing like hitting that same-game parlay bet. Just lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. And if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, you can sign up with promo code Gary to claim 30-1 odds on either team to win Sunday night's game between Tampa Bay and New England. Just sign up with promo code Gary, and if your first bet loses, you get up to $1,000 back in site credit. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y. At FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and this station. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile web. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
The first bet on Caesars Sportsbook app is up to $5,000 risk-free, people. When I told my team about the idea, they said I was being too wonderful and magnificent. But I don't care how awesome this makes me, I'm doing this for the people. So just download the app and that first bet is up to $5,000 risk-free. Caesars made an app for the people, people.
Must be 21. Offer valid in Tennessee only and for new players. Paid in bet credits. Terms and conditions apply. See Caesars.com/promos. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Hey. Hey, Jeff Allen, I hear that 3's a charm at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah, so I'm ready to trade up to a Kia sales event with you, my man.
That's right, Randy. 3 rides, all just $248 a month. Take your pick from a 2022 Kia Soul LX, 2021 Kia Forte LXS, or a 2021 Kia Rio LXS. Your choice, $248 a month.
And Soul, longer, better warranty than Honda or Nissan. Forte, more passenger volume and thousands less than Honda Civic. And Rio, higher MPG and thousands less than Corolla, plus you'll get Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 72 months at 2.9 APR, $29.99 down, sold in 716-1784, MSRP 20,500, Forte ME40825, MSRP 20,055, Rio ME42794, MSRP 19,755. Includes all rebates and incentives, fee of $6.95, must finance through Kia on low APR, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 8/31/2021, dealer stock.
If you're interested in selling your home, get in touch with the only person I'd use if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw. I just keep stacking success stories on top of each other. Take Jerry's story, for instance. Josh's marketing strategy worked well for him. He wanted to sell his home. It was out in Kyleville. Josh went to work. That home was sold in a couple of days for more than the asking price. That's just one of the latest great stories connected to Josh Hysaw. You can let your story be the next one. Understand that anybody can sell your home in this market. That's easy, but only Josh Hysaw can get you all the money you deserve. So if you're looking for an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy who can expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Hysaw team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs, and if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it with a text message. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only agent I'd call if I need to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 461-8147, 901-461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to joshhysaw.com.
Unbelievable. The Fitz is giving away a car every single week in October. Cars in promo cash, baby. Giving it all away. Talking $500 in promo cash every 10 minutes between 7 and 11 p.m. and $2,500 more at midnight. And on Saturdays, cars. Five of them. Isn't that just like the Fitz to pick a month with five Saturdays just so you can get an extra chance at a car? Unbelievable. The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 833-8-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
You're always up for some fun with the family. So you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy. Like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night.
There's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Your life, your hopes, and whatever you are searching for at 1:15 a.m., it's really none of our business, and it shouldn't be anyone else's. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Put some respect on my check. Pay me in equity.
Pay me in equity.
Watch me reverse out of dicks.
Skirt.
He got a bad chick.
Bad chick.
We living lavish, lavish. I got expensive fabrics. I got expensive habits.
He wanna go with me. With me. He likes to roll with me. With me. He wanna be with me.
He wanna give me that vitamin D.
Ice ornaments. Ice style ornaments. You ain't on of this. No. Don't think they on of this. No.
Big announcement from Beyonce's husband today, Jay-Z and Roc Nation. Did you see the Super Bowl halftime show has been announced?
I did.
It's a big one. It'll be Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige, and Eminem on stage in Inglewood's SoFi Stadium. So this is a Super Bowl in Southern California, and they went out and got three Southern California icons in Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and Kendrick Lamar. Dre and Kendrick from Compton and Snoop from Long Beach. You dig it?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Like, you got a lot of hits there and a lot of star power. So, like, that's the thing with the Super Bowl halftime show is, like, can you rattle off, like, 6 to 7 hit songs in a row? I think that's the key to, like, a good Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, yeah.
And they clearly got that easily.
No problem.
No problem at all. So, yeah, it's the no-brainer, and you got the California connection.
Who's the biggest star on that stage?
Yeah, that's interesting.
I mean, in terms of generation, right? In terms of 2021, it's Kendrick, clearly.
Yeah. In terms of 2021, it is Kendrick, I think. Although Snoop is like kind of, you know, maybe not his music as much as just his
Snoop's just a figure.
His persona, like, I think he's the biggest star on the stage, just because of who he is. Everyone knows him across different generations. You know, I don't know.
I can remember being at FedEx Forum for a Grizzlies, I think, Lakers game. Mm-hmm. Snoop was in town doing a show at Minglewood.
Yeah,
and Snoop walked in, and it wasn't like some announcement, like, in here walking into the arena, Snoop Dogg. It was just like Snoop was walking to his seat, and there was like a real buzz because everybody recognized Snoop.
Now,
he was playing Minglewood. Kendrick Lamar is not playing Minglewood in 2021. But still, if Kendrick Lamar walked in, everybody wouldn't recognize Kendrick Lamar.
I met him a couple years ago.
Kendrick?
No, Snoop. Super nice dude.
D-O-double-G?
Yeah, I met him, yeah.
Where do you meet Snoop
at? He was at the Memphis Music Hall of Fame induction ceremony. It was at the Cannon Center. The whole place smelled like weed. Like, it was. He likes to smoke, and it was actually awesome meeting him. Like, he was super nice dude.
D-O-double-G.
I mean, that's a legend. I got my picture with him.
Dude, everybody knows all of those songs from like the 90s. Everybody knows all of those songs.
Yes,
like
absolutely.
In the moment, everybody knew every one of them songs. Like, you cannot overstate what those Dr. Dre Snoop Dogg tracks were. And, you know, I don't know that 18-year-olds are listening to that. But they're still, like, they're icons. And that's what Super Bowl halftime shows are. What's interesting is that, you know, we have rock and roll icons. So you put the Stones on that stage or Tom Petty on that stage or U2 on that stage. We have gotten to the point where we have hip-hop legends who aren't making mainstream music anymore, but they're still legends that people can respect. Like, if U2 put out a new album, it probably wouldn't register with 18-year-olds.
No, they'd have to force you to listen to it on your iPhone.
They'd have to automatically download it to your iPhone. Right. But, like, U2 could still do a Super Bowl halftime show and kill it.
Yeah.
Because they've got the songs.
Do you think we will ever see an actual, like, rock and roll band perform at the Super Bowl halftime show again?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, like Foo Fighters, you know, like
maybe, yeah,
you know, I mean, it could be U2 again. It could be Foo Fighters.
I don't think they'd get U2.
The Stones could do it. By the way, did you see Mick Jagger last night?
Mm-mm.
So the Stones have a stadium show in Charlotte tonight.
Uh huh.
And Mick Jagger posted a picture to Instagram. He had a, you know, jeans, jacket, baseball cap on.
Yeah.
And he was like just out about on the town tonight, and he's like just standing in front of a bar. There's a patio there.
That's cool.
People are drinking outside. Somebody, like, he had one of his people take a picture of it. It's just Mick Jagger standing there with a beer. And so this became a big thing in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like if Mick Jagger took a picture in front of, I don't know, name your favorite Midtown bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mick Jagger took a picture in front of that. People be like, oh, wow, Mick Jagger was at Cooper Young.
Yeah.
You know? So this was, so the people, like Charlotte media called the bar today. And they were like, yo, did you know Mick Jagger was there? And they were like, nobody knew Mick Jagger was here. No, there was no scene whatsoever. And apparently some people who were caught in the background of the picture, like, saw the picture. And they're like, that's us. And that's Mick
and they
Jagger.
No. Oh, I'd be sick.
How about this? They didn't know, but they've got floor seats to the Stone Show tonight, and still did not recognize it was Mick Jagger.
I'd be sick.
It's Mick Jagger. How do you not recognize Mick Jagger?
He was here not too long ago.
At Sun Studio.
Yeah, at Sun Studios, because they kind of did like a pre-production for that movie that Scorsese might do about Sam Phillips.
Right.
They went somewhere, but they had like a private like back room area to eat. Yeah,
this is just like Mick Jagger hanging out at a bar.
That's cool.
Like outside, and nobody seemed to notice, which must be cool for Mick Jagger, but also kind of weird for Mick Jagger.
Oh, I bet he likes it.
But he spent his whole life not being able to do anything, and now he's reached a certain point where he can just sort of stand in front of a bar, and it's not a circus,
right? No, I bet he likes it.
There's a million stories about, David Bowie, moved into Lower Manhattan, and he would just be walking around, and he would be in, like, cargo shorts and a baseball hat and sunglasses, and you would never think that David Bowie would be in cargo shorts and Nikes and sunglasses and a baseball hat. So he could just walk around pretty freely, and nobody knew David Bowie was walking around.
That's
so
cool.
Mick Jagger tapped into that last night. Anyway, Super Bowl halftime show, it will be Kendrick Lamar, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, and Eminem.
I like it.
I like it, too. Trivia about Kendrick Lamar, if anybody ever asked this. If you want to give this to Kevin Cerrito or something.
Okay.
Kendrick Lamar, only person to ever make a non-classical / non-jazz album and be awarded the Pulitzer Prize for Music.
How about that?
Kendrick Lamar, only person to ever do that.
For him.
Put that in your trivia, Connor Dunning. After 20 years on the same sideline, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick will meet this weekend as opponents. It's the GOAT quarterback against the GOAT head coach, and you can be a part of the epic showdown with unbelievable odds on FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can win $125 on a $5 bet if either team scores a touchdown. That's 25-1 odds on any touchdown anytime during the Tampa-New England game. Offers like this, just one of the many reasons I love betting the NFL on FanDuel, which is an official partner of Odyssey and this station. It's easy to use, safe and secure. Fast payouts are available. FanDuel, that's where I play. It's America's top-rated sportsbook app. If you haven't tried it yet, time to get involved. Just sign up using promo code GARY and make your first bet one for the history books. That's promo code GARY, G-A-R-Y. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $125. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you've got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Dinner to go next.
Are you ready to trade up to a Kia sales event and get our best deal of the year? Well, we gossed and gossed Kia on Covington Pike. So get ready and take your pick from 2022 Kia Soul, 2021 Kia Forte, and 2021 Kia Rio. We got them all at just $248 a month. Yeah, you heard me right, Mid-South. Soul, Forte, Rio, 3 is your charm, and take your pick. Just $248 a month. Plus, with every new gossed Kia, you'll find peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile power train limited warranty. So trade up and get top dollar at Gossip Kia 1900 Covington Pike, or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
72 months at 2.9 APR, $29.99 down, sold in 716-1784, MSRP 20,500, Forte ME40285, MSRP 20,055, Rio ME42794, MSRP 19,755. Includes all rebates and incentives, P of 695, must finance through Kia on low APR, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 8/31/2021, dealer stock only.
My boyfriend is missing. Found his truck off the road.
Once you come to Big Sky,
something bigger is going on here.
You'll never leave.
You should be careful.
Big Sky, season premiere.
Tonight at 9 on ABC 24 Memphis. Your social media feed is clogged with rumors and misinformation. The ABC 24 Verify team gives you straight answers. When you see a post you're unsure about, email it to verify@abc24.com.
I love the real estate business. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Marks Bensdorf Realtors. I've been selling real estate a long time. What I love is having people ask me how some houses sell so quickly and others sit. That's an easy answer. Any agent can sit and tell you what you want to hear. I tell you what you need to know. I give you options and alternatives. I'm a firm believer in preparation, presentation, and proper pricing. We discuss that and my unique Shellbucks option. Beating your competition down the street or around the corner corner is the name of the game. So if you or someone you know is thinking of selling, talk to 2 to 3 real estate agents and make sure that I am one of them. Find out why my strategic marketing program with the Shell Bucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. You'll find out why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Done. You can reach me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Shell Done, Rosengarten. 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com.
Enjoy real Memphis-style barbecue with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 of Hickory Smoked Barbecue and more at Three Little Pigs Barbecue. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune. Jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy, secret, sabotage, borderline, felony, suicide, subtract, selfish, pedigree.
When the love's gone and the hate's there, better watch out, cause it's cake fear.
And your family ain't your family, and your legacy is just a name there. In your mother's eyes, it's a blank stare, but your father's picking who remains here. It's a power struggle, it's a tug of war that's amongst the kids, and it ain't fair. Yeah. Who gon' stop the pain? Who gon' block the drain? Who gon' stop the shame? We are not the same. Walking a tightrope in a lifeboat. Nope. It's a free fall when I leave y'all. Whoa. If you love me, please don't judge me.
I'm just reading about that Mick Jagger story. The headline in the Charlotte Observer today is Mick Jagger had a beer at Charlotte's Thirsty Beaver and no one noticed, owner says. So he was there, actually went inside. No security. Nobody else with him. Mick Jagger, just a baseball hat, goes inside the bar, sits at stands at a high table, orders a beer. They bring it to him. He drinks it, goes out on the patio, enjoys it, gets somebody to snap a picture. The owner says, I was there the whole night. Literally nobody knew Mick Jagger was in.
Did he not know?
Not until they called and said, there is a picture of Mick Jagger standing in front of your bar. And then they see the picture.
It's a massive fail.
And like then they see the picture, and they're like, oh, my God, that really was Mick Jagger. But in the real time, nobody noticed it was Mick Jagger. How's that happen?
I'm not sure.
It's Mick Jagger.
A bunch of lames at that bar, let's be honest.
I 100%.
I don't want to go to that bar.
And you have to know, like, the Stones are in town.
Right.
Like, I remember old girlfriend of mine worked at... Oh, God, what was the place called? It was a restaurant right there on downtown, right on the opposite side of the butcher shop. So the butcher shop is facing Front Street, and then this one was facing the river. And it was like I can't remember what it was called. Doesn't matter.
What type of food was it?
I don't remember that either.
Okay.
I want to say seafood, but that could be a lie. Anyway.
A Landry's?
No, it wasn't Landry's.
Okay.
I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
Somebody will remember. It's not open anymore. It hasn't been open for a while. But U2 was in town, and The Edge came in and had dinner there. And, like, everybody recognized it's The Edge mm-hmm. because, like, they knew U2 was in town
right.
playing the Liberty Bowl tomorrow night. And if this person looks like The Edge, then it must be him. It was in the U2's drummer also. Bono was not there. But I remember that was a big deal. I just would assume you know the Stones are in town tomorrow night. You would maybe be on alert that that's Mick Jagger.
No doubt.
If somebody failed there, I would recognize Mick Jagger. I would too. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we opened the show focused on the Tigers conference schedule that was released today. As Bennett accurately pointed out, they're going to play a bunch of conference games. They're also going to play some non-conference games. Regular season closes with a showdown. Calvin Sampson's Houston Cougars. 10 regular season games are going to be on ESPN+, and that means if you don't have a subscription to that yet and you want to watch Monty Bates and Jalen Duren, you better get one. Thank you to Eric and Art. They both have already tweeted. It was called The Pier.
Okay.
Do you remember The Pier?
No.
Had many nights in The Pier.
I don't remember The Pier.
The Pier. It used to be a thing. The Edge, yeah. Edge ate there one time.
That's cool.
That's all I know about it.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
That new little secondary drop gets me every time.
Uh-huh.
I'm false starting every time.
Yep.
Jaguars-Bengals playing it at Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati. It's the number one pick from the 2000 2021 NFL draft against the number one pick from the 2020 NFL draft. That is Trevor Lawrence and Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence. See how that could get confusing?
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, very close to Trevor Bauer.
It's true.
It's tough trying to do this for a living. Jaguars, Bengals, Cincinnati, 7.5-point favorite. The total is 46. Urban Meyer back in Ohio. What are you doing, Big Bet Bennett?
I'm hammering the Bengals.
Hammering the Bengals?
They're going to beat the crap out of that crappy team.
The crap will be beaten out of the Jaguars
tonight.
The
Jaguars suck, and Urban Meyer is not an NFL coach. So, like, let's just put that to bed tonight. The Bengals, big.
You've soured on Urban Meyer.
I was always sour.
Okay, Bennett says lay the points, 7.5.